Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, here it is. 2017, we're a few days away from Martin Luther King parades all around the country. We're talking about different leaders. What are you going to do in 2017? Guess what? Martin Luther King, bless his heart, he's been dead for 50 years. It's time for us now to step up. Now it's time for us to, you know, get off the back of little giants and become a giant for those who come behind us. Well, guess what? It's going to take some sweat, some tears, and some blood to get to where he tried to do. What do you think he's going to do when he sees these kids and these men of culture, dark hue, wearing pants all the way down to their ankles? That is something that he wouldn't have given his life up. We're talking about Matty Rock, one of the top entrepreneurs, talk show host in the Southeast. She's going to be in charge of doing the show today. We have Trisha Bailey, who is the lookout lady, and she's going to be one who's trying to do some things for another day. First, just listen.
Okay, you guys, relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Be fine, don't worry. You ready?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Come here. Come here and stand over here.
Happy day. Happy day. We got a great show for you this afternoon, the evening hours. First, I want to bring on my co-host. She's one of the top entrepreneurs. Guess what? Who we have on this show? Y'all need to just get your peanut butter. I have one who's going to be on the show. Told me to get my peanut butter ready. You know. You like Terrell Owens and say, get your popcorn ready. I'm going to bring on Trisha Bailey.
Hello. How you doing, Tom? Hello.
Look. You got your peanut butter and jelly ready?
I got it ready.
Okay.
How you doing?
All right. Outstanding. It's about my mail.
So how you doing today? Was it hot enough for you today?
Oh, good God. You know what I'm saying? Look. My father, I was born in Chicago. You know, he told me, say, hey, we came to Georgia. He said, if you don't like the weather today, wait till tomorrow.
Right.
And
right.
Down last week, it was, guess what? Jerry have a freeze. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Now I want to talk about the host that we have, who's a host of hostess, Maddie Rock.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me a little bit? First off, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then tell what you're doing on Monday.
Well, we're celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. Yes, and along with Fred V. Mann Watson, who was a advocate for non-balance, which is victory over balance, and the person who's organizing it, Miss Maddie Rock, she is going to be joining us today, and she's going to be the person over, you know, the festivities that are going on this Monday. So without further ado, I want to bring on Miss Maddie Rock.
Hello.
Miss Rock.
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Trisha Bailey. How you doing?
Hey, Maddie Rock. How you doing?
I am Calis Poland on top of the world, all excited
mm-hmm.
about Monday.
Okay. Yes, me too. I'm getting excited about it, too. So tell us a little bit about what you got planned and who you are, what you do, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am Maddie Rock. You know they made a song years ago, I Am Every Woman, and the one about the superwoman. I had to quit that job. But look, hey, I'm in the marketing, advertising, video, and multimedia. I do e-blasts out to thousands daily, and I like to get involved with things that are going on in the community that people need to know about, like the King Parade, about that. You know what? There's a new lady on the block. I think her name is Lookout Lady. Do you know her?
Hold on, Trish, before you answer that question, she's got to go to find a telephone booth, but guess what? There are no telephone booths no more in Atlanta.
that's funny.
Go to a QT and go to the restroom and come out.
That's
who's the Lookout Lady?
Nice.
Yes, that's me.
Well,
that's me. Yes, I am
you,
the Lookout
you
Lady.
You remember being a kid, the superheroes like Wonder Woman and Batwoman, Spider-Man.
There is a
Lookout Lady in town.
Yes,
and, I heard she's going to be flying through.
Oh yeah, the Lookout Lady's going to be there. Yes.
Okay, so back to what's going on. We have a day of celebration, many, many things. Martin Luther King, and just really being appreciative and acknowledging the things that he's done to pound the pavement to get us where we are today. Also, Fred V. Mann Watson, who was a great mentor for many, include myself, and he is one of the reasons that we're still involved with the parade today. He actually put this in. We're happy to, of course, remember him as well as who he was and what he stood for. He took care of our people. When I say our people, I mean, our African-American people, the ones that were poor, that didn't have money, didn't know what to do, that lost their loved ones. He facilitated many, many things for them. And he had a large group of following behind that. So if you like food, and we love food, we have been successful enough to secure a building down on Auburn Avenue. This is year number 11 that we're doing this, and we've done it in rain, shine, snow, and sleet. We're going to be down on Auburn Avenues, two blocks from the King Center, all day. The kids have the opportunity to make their signs that they will hold in a march. We have banners. They get lunch, and there is a full program of young artists, poets, you name it, we got it there. So it's, and the kids are extremely excited. There's going to be some networking. It's already started. And they're actually going to do a few things in the march. We have some cheerleaders, just some powerful, powerful inspiration coming from our youth. And for those of that was not aware or did not know that you can join in with us on Monday, it's not too late.
Let me ask you this.
So it's all day thing. Come on down.
If I ask you, Ms. Rock, is it just for the African American community, or is it available for anyone who wants to come out and show what they're trying to do in 2017 to come together, like Tom says, on Happy Day?
Let me answer that. Glad you asked that question. That's part of Martin Luther King's dream. God does not understand color. We want every nationality that want to come out and walk with us. And if you want to hold our hands, we can do that too. It's not just for African Americans. So it's for anybody that wants to come out and celebrate and walk with us. As I said again, it's not too late. Martin Luther King had a dream that every black boy and white girl or whatever can hold hands, walk in unity, and that's what we would love to do.
Now, what right now, because I see that you're triggering on a lot of things right now, but can you give your contact information for guess what? Even, you know, people of all colors, but guess what? Corporations who are, you know, profiteering on our communities, no matter what the neighborhood is, for those corporations to come out, and how can they donate and contribute to your cause? Can you give your contact information?
Sure. I'm going to first give my number, which is 770-374-2855. You can find me on Facebook under Maddie Rock, and that's MATTIEROCK, and I have two Maddie Rock Facebook pages. And there is everything is there. If you don't find it, you can call me. I'll guide you to it. I can actually email it to you because all of this went out via e-blast. You can register. You still have time to sign up for the march. We certainly invite groups, corporations. We invite businesses. Anybody that wants to come and share in this celebration is welcome to come out and celebrate with us.
Tricia.
Yes.
Okay, it's always a good thing, Maddie, when you can get Tricia to calm down. Get quiet. But that's my girl. She's a lookout lady. And Maddie, what do you think about that? You know, the idea of a superhero, like you said, you know, Wonder Woman, Batgirl, Batman, Batgirl, or whomever. What do you think about this? When you have a superhero that is a color of hue, that is lookout girl, lookout boy, and looking out for our community, like you're doing.
I think it's fantastic because we need a lot more lookout ladies, lookout girls, lookout boys. Maybe she can nominate some people while she's there because the more the merrier. That is almost unheard of, having an individual who is still curious about how you change your clothes. I've seen that beautiful outfit. I understand she flies around and, you know, brings good news and makes some things really pop and happen in the community. So I think it's fantastic.
Okay, Tom. So I am so excited about being a part of the parade. Like Ms. Maddie Rock said, I think a lot of women are just look at ladies on their own. I know we spoke to a lady today, Tom, that was kind of, she told me her story and that she's been looking out for a lot of people in her community. So that's what the look at ladies all about. Just looking out for one person looking out and also making sure you feature the young, the youth, and just to help save a life.
Now,
that
Tricia,
is so wonderful.
You were in a meeting, I think, was it yesterday or Thursday, that you did the 1 billion rise. Now, can you just give, because obviously there is a conflict of, scheduling, can you just reach out and tell everyone a little bit about what 1 billion rise is?
1 billion rising was formed by E. Insler, which is she wrote the Vagina Monologues, and she wanted for women to be able to strike up and dance against domestic violence. So every February the 14th on Valentine's Day, we all get together and we do a dance that's the flash mob, which is choreographed by Debbie Allen herself. We all learn the dance and we come together and we do this, you know, every single year. And throughout the year, we try to sponsor, go with different events that advocate for for bullying and domestic violence against women.
And to add on, is that no matter where you are, it's 1 billion rising. You got to understand, there's 9 billion people around the world. But unfortunately, 1 billion women sometime throughout their lives are going to be abused and raped and put into sex, slavery and everything else. But the thing is, what Tricia was saying is that if you are in Japan, if you're in Chicago, you're in Korea, you're in France, you're in Germany, you're in Russia, you're in Hawaii, that particular time, February 14th, even if it's just you in front of the mirror, or even if it's you with 10 of your friends in the driveway, that line dance is going around the world, and we say we got to break the chain. Isn't that right, Tricia?
That's right. Yes, that's the name of the song, is Break the Chain. So we're breaking the chains of domestic violence. We're breaking the chains of sex trafficking. We're breaking the chains of abuse against, women, men, and children. And it's very powerful, and it's not just one day. It's just every single day we have to do this. We have to look out for each other.
Now let's get back to the star, Maddie Rock. Okay. I know, tell us that you have your own studio in Atlanta. You travel, this and that. Individuals who are in need of, media exposure and whatnot, Can you say a little something about what your services are?
Is Maddie Rock still on the line?
Maddie, she's...
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry you couldn't hear me. I have a studio over in...
She forgot. I'm talking about you, woman.
Over in Stone Mountain, it is a powerful outlet in order for people to get their information out to the masses. It doesn't matter if you sing, you dance, you have a business, you have a positive message, you're doing some things that's needed in the community, like parades or anything pertaining to politics. It could be anything, as long as there's some good stuff. We're on board to put it out. Our studio is small. However, we seat right at about 75, 80 people comfortably. However, when we spill out into the oval yard, we can accommodate many, many more. I also have a facility that's set up for private events. You have a celebrity that come into town that want a private studio, I'm the person that you come to for that. As a matter of fact, since you mentioned it, I'm going to get back with you on the date. I'm thinking that Wednesday, you know, we're going to film this entire event, and I'm thinking we're going to come back and probably do a show for those that are listening and want to get a peek at what the lookout lady is looking like. We're going to put it out there so you can see it. Yeah. I think that's what we're going to do. It's still in conversation because it's very short notice, but we can do it. Put it on Facebook Live, film it on YouTube Live, get it out to the masses because it is good news. It's important news. This young lady is moving and shaking and on the rise and really looking out for me and for you. So I think the only thing she's missing is a theme song, and maybe she got one, and I haven't heard it yet. You got a theme song, lookout lady.
I'm working on one now. I have one. I've already made one up. You know, I got it in the opening in working.
Lady.
And young ladies, I think I want to help me sing it. But yes, I do. The answer is yes, I do.
My lady. Hey, listen,
I like that one, Tom.
Yes. Do you know about the promise?
The promised land.
I think I'm going there like really, really soon.
Oh yeah, oh definitely yes. It's a place where you can go, and they have a big lake out there called Lake Cheryl. You can do concerts out there. It's a very historical place, and man, if you have opportunity to come see us, it's Nellville, Georgia.
I saw a picture and it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's
it is absolutely beautiful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we
mm-hmm.
want to
I can't wait to.
Year.
Yeah.
Well,
what are we going to do there?
As we come around the corner, we're going to bring on a couple of people who are just sitting here thriving. I see about maybe 3,000 people listening. A lot of people just like to listen to Michelle because they know. Because I don't have a regular show. Oh, heck, if Tom's doing a show, sometime throughout his show, he's going to act a fool. And so this is my time. Thank you so much, Maddie Rock, Trisha Bailey. Now, let me just try to bring on a couple people and see if they have something to say, if they have a question or comment, if you don't mind. Is it okay?
Not a problem. Go right ahead.
Okay. We got 352-942. Tell me your name, where you're calling from. You have a question, comment, or remark.
Good evening.
Good show.
This is Deb.
Good evening.
From Florida. It's very nice to hear your voice again, Trish.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Sounds fabulous. I'm so excited for all of you. Maddie, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The video show. I'm so proud of you, ladies. And of course, there's my cousin Tom, who I dearly love and respect, and love, truly appreciate his work within all communities in every zip code, I might add. And so, in speaking with Tom earlier, he asked that. Perhaps I mention what is taking place in the area of which I live in Florida, which is direct central Florida on the West Coast.
Okay.
And in our area, Martin Luther King Day will be celebrated with tremendous activities, one starting this evening, which unfortunately I was not able to attend, but the entire city of Brooksville, Florida, is very proud to have events on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and, of course, the parade on Monday. And their theme this year is Keeping the Dream Alive, which I think is outstanding. And everything will be completely multicultural, and along with the worship service on Sunday. And we are all very proud to be able to attend and be a part of with our brothers and sisters.
Deb, thank you so much. Guess what? The thing what I'm sharing with you is what we're talking about, Maddie, is that like you were welcoming everyone to come. Or if they can't be here in Atlanta, they could do something in their own community and become a leader. And although we are, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants that came before us, what are we going to do in 2017? And guess what? How are we going to bring everyone together, no matter the hue or the color? What are we going to do together? And guess what? To learn to agree, to disagree, and learn to kind of bring people together, learn to get the corporations making $1 million or $1 billion in your community to kind of put something towards the schools, your church, you understand, your nonprofits, your parks, and this and that. Because everybody want to talk about, even, I'm going to just throw out a name, Walmart, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all the rest of it. Guess what? What you doing in your neighborhood? And how can they become part of it and just do something? And it's not no color, because it's the oldest and the coldest when it comes to celebrating we're all Americans. And with that being said, I want to bring on this one individual, what I think Trisha was talking and referring to, from Alabama. Please.
Good evening.
How's everyone doing? Mr. Tom, Miss Lookout Lady, and nice to be here, Manny. I think it is a great thing that you're doing with bringing the community together and letting everyone, you know, be a part of it that wants to be a part of it. But my name is Janetta Graham. I'm in Alabama. And I manage and I promote several artists here in Gadsden under the record label, Time to Eat Records. I have numerous artists that I work with. I manage and I promote them on a daily basis. I'm actually married. I've been married for 26 years. I have 4 grands and 3 children. But all I do on a daily basis, like I say, is I promote them and try to get them heard. I look for shows for them to perform in. And from a personal standpoint, I'm just a truly blessed person. I mean, anybody that I see, they know me and they know that my heart is very huge. I try to give as much as I can when I can. I'm just truly a blessed person, and I actually really thank Mr. Tom for allowing me the time to come on and introduce myself. I'm kind of nervous because I've never been a part of a live broadcast, so please excuse me.
Well, guess what? Listen, if you need to go into your closet, you know, you can take your cell phone. That helps you feel better. Maddie, I tell you, there's only two kind of times when you're by yourself is when you're on your dying bed and when you're in front of 100,000 people. Maddie Rock and myself, we've done that. You hear me? The thing is that, listen, thank you for what you're doing in your community. And as we come around the corner, again, let's start with Maddie. Give your contact information slowly, 2 times. Trisha, do the same thing. Deb, are you still there? Bless her
no,
heart.
I think she's there. She got off.
She got a little bit of Clint. But anyway, you know, that's my Cherokee Deb. I mean, you know, I'm black, white, and Indian, but, you know, I tell people to kiss them. Black, white, red, yellow, but anyway, the thing is, Maddie, how can people and challenge these people all around the country, all around the world, okay? Because parade is a parade. Give hunger the boot is giving hunger the boot. Food banks and this and that. You got Hosea Williams, Feed the Hungry on Christmas and Thanksgiving. But guess what? Everybody's hungry every day. So, Maddie, can you say, step up to the plate between that, you know, point like Babe Ruth, point to the center field like you're going to hit that ball out the park. Maddie, can you say that?
Maybe she got distracted, Tom. Maybe she got...
I'm here again. I'm sorry. There are many, many people that want to get involved with things in the community, and they don't know how. I'm putting my number out there. You can call me. I'm not going to say I'm going to answer anytime, but, you know, the parade has had me busy. 770-374-2855. Maddie Rock. That's with two T's, not the D. And I would like to reach out to that young lady, Tom. I think she would be wonderful to work with. It's good to have somebody that you can help these individual artists and performers actually go to the very next level. And it's going in a positive manner. Now, I think we're going to have some things like I challenge you in 2017 to do question mark. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You tell me what you can do that we can all sit, collaborate, get on a conference call, and see how we're going to get some things done. Because it's going to take more than me and you and Tricia. What we have to get our mind wrapped around is getting out of the me thing and let's just make it a we thing. That means all of us. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, it does not matter. Because God don't judge us based on our color. We're all God's children. And we all need to work together. Now, I have to say that we as African Americans really can do a lot better because everybody else, you know, other nationalities, they work together well. We need to lead the race in that. We need to push our people. We need to get a platform, get these things together and stop talking about it and be about it. I hear a lot of talk, but the follow-up is not there. It's not there. And
well,
many
now,
of us, go ahead.
Well, go ahead and continue. I'm sorry. Many of us, what do you say?
I'm sorry? Well, I was mentioning that.
Go ahead and continue. Many of us, what you were saying, many of us.
I was saying that many of us need the platforms that we offer, like you with the radio show, myself with the TV show. The events that we do is always an opportunity to network and meet some people that will help you go to the very next level. So there's a lot of opportunities here in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as the surrounding counties. And okay, I guess I'm telling that, huh, Tom? Tisha, I've initiated.
Tricia,
go ahead.
Look, throw some water on her. Look,
Tricia Bailey, you sleep. You can't make me think of
this. Throw some water on her because she thinks she got a revival. So she's like, oh, you don't
have to sleep. No, that's just not it. Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, man. I just put my wallet back in my pocket. What is on the sink of the shut in? Trish.
Well,
yeah,
Tom, it has been really, really good working with Miss Bailey and you know, some of the people she knows, some of the people that I know, some of the things that we're bringing together and we're all going to take advantage of on Monday. It's a phenomenal thing. And this is something that we do every year. She was there last year, and the kids loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero?
Yes,
hey,
I loved it.
He loved her.
Yes.
You won't be able to put that mask around that big head.
Whatever, Tom. Yes, whatever. Yes, and Tom, just like Maddie was saying, we all have to
find out what it is that you like doing and get involved. I mean, even if it's your first time, just come. You know, you never know what's going to happen if you show up. And we might put you to work. She's going to put you to work, Maddie Rockwell. That's the way I started. Wherever, if I see something I like doing, that's how I got involved with 1 Billion Rising. I saw it in the magazine. I showed up, and that's how I got involved in it. Just start anywhere, whatever you feel like you're comfortable in, whatever you feel, what area you feel like you would be best to suit you, just get in and do it.
I'm going to tell you what, Maddie Rock, she put you to work. Here's the thing. First time, I didn't meet her, but, you know, all of a sudden they were saying, hey, can you sell popcorn? I said, what? Maddie Rock, she was on the mic, so I couldn't get on the mic. And popcorn, peanuts, cold. The point is, you got to follow what you do. And now here we go, Ms. Graham. Can you give your contact information? Oh, hold on. First off, Trisha, give your contact information real quick.
Okay. Trisha Bailey at Facebook, and also I have a new Facebook page with my Lookout Lady. So go to Facebook and type in Lookout Lady. You see my picture there with my costume and young boy. I do events. I do special appearances, birthday parties, also grand openings. I'm doing the parade Monday. I'll be there. And, you know, wherever you need someone to come in, help out with the kids, that kind of thing. And I also do private events, which are and, of course, paid for. But anyway, my contact information is 404-441-0075.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Now, here's Miss Graham. She told me she was the one who told me to get my peanut butter out. Because you know how you got that graham cracker? She said, you better get that peanut butter out. Like Tara Owens said, you better get your pop ready. Miss Graham, give your contact information.
Okay, my name is Janetta Graham. You can find me on all social media as Janetta Graham. My telephone number is 256-478-1463. That is my cell phone number. I'm talking actually from my home number, which is 256-467-4522.
And for independent artists who are in Alabama or surrounding Southeast or whatever, contact you because you have a label that you're going to be able to represent them and get them. Guess what? Maybe an opportunity to talk with Maddie Rock and, you know, because we're in the Southeast. Yeah, we got some real singles up in here, down here.
Time to Eat Records has a Facebook page. It's spelled TYME2EAT. It's on Facebook and Reverb Nation. And I'm sorry, Mr. Lizzie, if I interrupted.
No, you didn't. Hey, this is what we're talking about. We're just roasting some marshmallows to make some s'mores. You feel what I'm trying to tell you? But guess what? It's very white. I'm calling you from a place most people live their whole life trying to get to. Calling from the promised land, Snellville, Georgia. But if you need any media exposure, if you have any need to for your business, product, or services, or if you're an independent artist, or you're coming through, or you know you need this connection, you're talking to three of the best, four of the best right now. But guess what? Here's the last thing I want to tell you. Sometimes the race doesn't start until you cross the finish line. And this is what Maddie, this is what Trisha, this is what Ms. Gresham said. This is what I'm telling you. Because guess what? Once you finish the finish line, you got another race to go towards. You feel me? And what I'm trying to tell you is thank you all so much for being on the show. But let's see what we can do for 2017. And let's stand tall for those who come behind us to stand on our shoulders in 2017. Amen?
Amen.
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 One love. Can I hear one love?
One love.
One love.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for being on the show. And listen, thank you, Deb, for being on. I know she was off. But this is what we got to understand is that, you know, God, like Maddie said, that, you know, God doesn't see no color. I'm colorblind. And but we all have to come together, and especially those people of hue color, to start not being afraid to help each other, support each other, and do something. Because Martin Luther King died 50 years ago. Now it's time for somebody to step up to the plate and knock that ball out the park. Okay? Listen, reach out and touch. Don't get me singing.
Oh, God.
Thank y'all. Love y'all.
Thank you.
One love.
Hey, love you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
I'll be in touch, everybody.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, hold on.